Oh. Thank you. going to give a brief description about the mandala. So it's really hard to give full detail, you know. And I think one has to be really enlightened to give a full definition, because each symbol here holds a deep tantra and a sutra meaning inside. So this is the mandala of Buddha of medicine. So we have a big medicine Buddha here. So then it's really honored that we build such a mandala here, and then too we have a good portrait under here. So it's a pleasure. So medicine Buddha, before he was enlightened, he promised that he liked to enlighten just to, you know, look after the sick people. So then he worked hard to, you know, to become enlightened, just to help the sick people and both the mental and the body. So then he became Buddha, to manage to look after the sick people. So in the Tibetan community, we just, Buddhist, maybe the country, we just pray Buddha medicine to heal when we have having some operation going in one of our families or people. And then we just pray for the medicine Buddha to help us cure our sickness and always, and also to avoid obstacles. And also, so here in the very middle, you can see a throne, that is medicine Buddha's, and followed by balls with some herbs. We call it as Arura in Tibetan. We use this herb as a medicine for Tibetan medicine. So here, this is the mandala of Buddha's mind. So in mind mandala, we just put the symbols in. So if it is speech, we use to draw a Tibetan letter. That means speech. But here we have just symbols, you know, a ball. You can see that Buddha said he was one ball, so this is what it represents. And then also when we get out outer side, and we can also describe that it's a four noble truths, and then dual lineage of independent origination. So then it's got a whole lot of actually dharma meanings, and like a eightfold path, and everything is included inside this. So it's very hard to go one by one at the moment, so I will just keep a brief description. And also in mandala we got four gates. This is east, west, and south and north. In mandala, actually, it's a medicine Buddha's palace. Actually, it's like a palace. So then, we also do day-to-day chanting to make it more secret. And mandala especially is for the meditation also. So when we do the meditation on the medicine Buddha, we have to visualize like this in our mind. And also, you know, by seeing the mandala, and we believe that we get a lot of blessings. And in India, to see the mandala, we have to stand in such a long queue, you know, just, and then to have a little bit of, you know, to have a look at mandala, we have to stand in a long queue. So we believe that we will get some sort of blessing out of this mandala. And we really think it's a very important object for one's life. So then it's stated in the text that those who see the mandala for once will help to, you know, overcome the evil negativities inside ourselves. And finally, I would like to give a description why we are going to dismantle the mandala. Thing is that any object or anything has to be end one day. So this is what we call the impermanent. So why we do the dissolution, it shows the impermanence. Every object has to be come to an end. So then before we you know, pass away, we have to, it shows some teachings that before we pass away, we have to do some good things before we go. So that's why it shows impermanent. And also on top of that, and also we just put the sand to the oceans or water or lake, whatever. So bless the region, and as well as the water can carry the blessed into the ocean, and ocean will last long. And the same way, like an evaporation taking place, the blessed will again come to the region. So this is how we do. Yeah, I think this is a short description right now. And I would like to say, and also like to thank you for doing shopping for us, because we are here for fundraising for the Jati Council way back in India. We used to receive so many students from the Himalaya region before, and we used to give them free accommodation and health facilities. For that reason, we are here in Australia. And thank you so much for doing shopping and helping us. And thank you so much.
Venerable son, I've just reminded me about the shopping. We've got some little tiny containers out there for $3 and $5 each, which is fabulous if you keep them in the sand then, which is a little altar or something like that. But there's something like 6 or 8 left. So there'll be just a little more chanting.
Thank you.